Welcome to the Open Tab.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Joe.
So grab a beer.
Take a seat.
Stay a while
as we get ready for the week.
Hey guys, welcome to the Open Tab. What are we having?
Yes!
We're back.
What are you having?
I'm having a Candy Crushable from 18th Street Brewery. It's a pale ale with lactose sugar added.
Delicious. How about you? I've actually had that one before that you've had, and it's not bad. I think when I had my show Drunk with Buds, that's one of the very first ones we did. I'm having a 420 strain. That's why I did not.
Get it. So that's why it smelled like paraphernalia in
here. As soon as I popped this open, it smelled straight marijuana. And my face was like, what the fuck? And then I drank it. And it's like, well, that tastes like a chocolate stout. It is from Sweetwater. And it is called Chocolope Stout, brewed with chocolate.
Not to be confused with chocolate stout.
The 420 strain is back in black with a chocolatey stout and a head-turning aroma. Our unholy trinity of hops, strain-specific terpenes, and natural hemp-type flavors complement a roasty malt backbone. It's actually pretty good. I like it. 6.4% ABV, bound to get you feeling pretty good. There's no words on there for you?
There's no words on mine. This is terrible.
Yeah.
Where's my menu?
18th Street, man. They're actually from
Hammond, Indiana.
Yeah.
That's on there.
Local. Local brewski.
Fairly local. Yeah. So what's up, Brian? What'd you do this week?
I'm trying to think. Nothing really, man. Honestly. I had a full work week this week. So it was like
first time in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. So my body's hurting a little bit. My back hurting. But it's been good. Just taking it easy, you know. On Friday night, I didn't do shit either. Just played some Xbox, Cyberpunk.
Perfect.
That's about it. What about you?
I'm so excited that the holidays are over. Don't get me wrong. Look forward to it every year. I love it. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year. It's just something's always going on. They're, you know, just moving, constant movement. And I'm so glad it's over because now we can start to build for 2021. So same thing, first full work week that I've had in a couple weeks, and just getting back into the swing of things, you know, I just enjoy having a regular cadence, a regular style, a regular schedule, and being able to go from there. So
hell yeah.
Just excited to be back and ready to take on the world.
Revolutionary direction.
So we normally record, we plan to record every Saturday at 3, okay? I'm on my way up here, and I get a text, Colts game's on, so not till 4. And I'm like, wait, I'm already up here. Are you saying I can't come over till 4 o'clock? He goes, no, you can come over. I'm just saying we can't start the pod till 4. And then it wasn't even worth it because the Colts lost. NFL playoff football.
Keep in mind that it was like 2:30. I was just saying, hey, letting you know. Because typically you don't leave till like 2:30, so you didn't tell me you're going to go joyriding around Elkhart. So anyway.
Yeah, I was already up here.
So anyway, he comes over. We're sitting here, more invested in this game. Big Colts fan, have been for years. And they're actually making a comeback, which was shocking to me because Phillip Rivers, if you know me at all, I think is garbage. And he proved to be garbage on the last 3-4 downs of the game as he could not get the Colts team into field goal position to even try to win. And we got really lucky right at the end. It looked like a fumble to me, but they ruled it as it not being a fumble. And then Phil Rivers threw a Hail Mary that went straight up into the air and straight down. It looked like he was throwing a Nerf ball.
It's pretty sad when your sperm is more clutch than you are. So Colts game, they lost. We moved on. They're done for the year.
Done for the year. Bills move on.
No surprise there. Although it was a great game.
It was a good game. It was close.
We got a lot of news this week. A lot happened last week, the last few 5 days. So we got a lot coming up, including, you know, the big thing that happened in Washington, D.C., as well as we have a new richest person in the world and other
current events.
Current events, happenings, yes. But first, The random question of the week.
Brian, you have been granted one new skill or ability. What will you choose?
Now, is this like a superhero thing or is this like a realistic thing?
Realistic. Let's do both. One superhero thing and one realistic.
Okay, cool. Honestly, I would like to get my production skills up. I already have that, I guess.
What do you mean by?
Like, I would love to turn my production skills into, like, equity. Not equity. Was that the word? Money?
Yeah.
You know?
It depends on how you're trying to.
I wish I was good enough to be, like, a producer, I guess. Like, for a.
Oh, from, like, so produce what? Like, podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, like something like that. And then a superhero ability. I would like to fly. I'm scared of heights, though.
I don't think you're scared of heights. I think you're scared of falling.
True, but I wouldn't fall.
I know, because you could fly, so you'll be good.
Exactly. So, or super strength. I think super strength would be a good one, because then I could beat your ass.
It would take super strength for you to do that.
That's why I said that.
Oh, got it. All right, so I'll go ahead and step foot in this. New skill or ability. I think I would learn how to speak Spanish. Being able to learn a new language, maybe more than one. Maybe like my ability would be like just to be able to learn multiple languages. I think that'd be sweet.
That would be.
Superhero. You stole mine. I would love to fly.
Really?
I think that would be great.
Just to go like anywhere.
Go anywhere at any point in time that I want. I think that would be great. But since I have to try and differentiate myself from you, just because I want to, not because I got to, I would say, what the hell else is there? So there's flying.
Laser eyes.
Yeah, that sounds stupid. I mean, that'd be kind of pointless.
not if you're trying to heat up some ramen.
Who needs a microwave?
Well, it might not be working.
Let me see what you want to eat. Anyway, so no, probably not laser eyes. And you have like what? Spider-Man hands or something?
Or that you could turn terrible. Playing cards into like flames and then throw it.
Oh, like Gambit?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that would be terrible. I don't want to do that either. Ooh. Immediate regeneration. Quick healing. That'd be sweet.
Ooh, that's... Dang. Because then you'd be immortal.
Immortal. Exactly.
That would, okay, yeah. I guess I would have to change mine to that one.
Wow, poser.
And that was your the random question of the week.
Special news reports.
Into the future.
All right, let's get into headlines from this past week. Big news to start off this week as the Capitol was under attack by domestic terrorists after the pro-Trump rally commenced in Washington, D.C.
The attack delayed the certification of Biden's election win, as well as killing five people on January 6th. The certification was delayed, but not prevented, as Joe Biden is officially the next president of the United States.
How many officialies did we need, though, this year for that to happen? Like four?
Yes.
Four times it's been
at least four, all caps, and
officially.
Four exclamation points per.
Yes. The attack on the Capitol led to Trump getting banned from multiple platforms, including Pornhub.
Wow.
That's the one you led with?
Now, I don't know if that's true, but the thing is, he's been getting banned from tons of different platforms, and that is true. One is included, probably the most impactful banning for him being Twitter. Some say he tried to use Milena's, but she wouldn't give her password up.
I think it's unfortunate that he's banned from Twitter because he is going to create his own version of Twitter, and he's probably going to call it Trumper. And it's just going to be a commemoration, memorial. There it is. A memorial to the Trump.
Yeah. Or you can call it Trumpet.
Trumper or Trumpet. Trumpet probably sounds better.
Burr, 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 burr.
Exactly.
Every time you tweet or every time you Trump, burr, burr, you play something. I don't know.
I can see that
happening. So America's in a crazy world spin right now. You know, a lot of shit's happening. A lot of shit's going down. It's unfortunate. But I hope that people come to their senses and we kind of like
stand together.
Stand together, unite. This is America. This is, we're not supposed to be dividing. But, you know.
Some people are saying that it's a attempt to censor Trump. And here's where, you know, I can kind of understand. I can relate to that, but I disagree. And the biggest reason for disagreeing is that it's a private institution. Yeah, it has community guidelines in which you have to follow and you have to use. And he's clearly not been able to do that. So as a president of the United States, as somebody with as large of a following as he has and not being able to use his influence in a productive, peaceful manner, I think it's about time for him to be taken off of that service.
Yes. So, I mean, I don't think anybody should be surprised by this. You know, I think it started when he started saying fraud. You know, he started saying the election was fraudulent. And then Twitter would come up with, like, the fact check thing underneath every single tweet. I think it was kind of just building from there. Like, okay, eventually something's going to happen. Twitter's going to ban him. And they did. Now, I'm surprised that every other platform did, including maybe Pornhub. Which, thank God for that, though. If you don't want to see, that could be his next business venture. We don't know.
Oh, gosh.
OnlyFans? I don't know. But no. I'm just saying, I'm surprised that the other platforms did it because I don't think he's as active on there. And so maybe he didn't break any of their policies. I understand the Twitter thing because he did break their policies quite a bit. And so they had to do something. But with the other platforms, I didn't look too much into that. But yeah. It was not a surprise to me.
I think you got a great point there. I think that sums it up the best is I saw a meme, and it was a scene from a movie where the entire backdrop is a village that's on fire, and there's a really positive person superimposed on that saying, hey, we banned him. Well, yeah, he's only been in office for 17,000 days, and the last 10 he's finally banned from that.
Yeah.
So... You know, I feel like it's a good cause. It's a good move. Just came a lot later than it probably should have.
Other platforms banning Donald Trump are Facebook, Shopify, Reddit, Twitter, Google, Twitch, Spotify, YouTube, Snapchat, TikTok, Pinterest, and Instagram. The big ones. All banned Donald Trump from being on there. Some say that his phone is now just a brick because he can't use it for nothing.
Now Amazon needs to follow suit. Make him go get his own shit.
He's gonna become an Amazon driver after this. Yeah, no. I heard that they're trying to impeach him, by the way. So Nancy Pelosi called for action. She wanted Trump removed from office with the 25th Amendment put in place by Mike Pence. Mike Pence denied that. So now they're looking to impeach him, right?
Yeah.
That's how it's going.
And so there's a lot of conversation on, is it even worth it at this point? I mean, he's got a couple of weeks left. Now, this is a pretty critical conversation because, you know, there are certain privileges that former presidents get for the rest of their lives, including $1 million travel budget.
Which, that's ridiculous.
Which is crazy. They get the Secret Service services for the rest of their life. No subscription fees. And they also get, I believe, like $100,000 salary? I may have made that one up. But he gets too much shit. So... I think that's crazy for any living president to continue to get all of that, $1 million to travel. But I know that this is Trump specific.
It's a lot of golf outings.
That's a lot of golf. That's a lot of just sightseeing. I don't get it.
Okay, this is from Twitter. After close review of recent tweets from the real Donald Trump account and the context around them, specifically how they are being received and interpreted on and off Twitter, we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement of violence. In the context of horrific events this week, we made it clear on Wednesday that additional violations of the Twitter rules would potentially result in this very course of action. Our public interest framework exists to enable the public to hear from elected officials and world leaders directly. It is built on a principle that the people have a right to hold power to account in the open. However, we made it clear going back years that these accounts are not above our rules entirely and cannot use Twitter to incite violence, among other things. We will continue to be transparent around our policies and their enforcement. The below is a comprehensive analysis of our policy enforcement approach in this case.
So here's the thing that scares me. I'm not scares me, concerns me. Not concerns me, but I think about. Let me put it that way. So the thing that is interesting is we have a motivated mass of people that identify themselves as Trump supporters. And we are removing the figurehead of that movement, right? And so political science would tell you that now there's a power vacuum at the top, and you have all of these individuals that are energized and ready to do stupid things. And I'll just say that that way. Who is going to, where is that energy going to go from here? Who is going to step into that? Because if anything, history has taught us that the thought processes that create these types of events don't just disappear into the night, they continue. So what happens next? Who takes that energy? Because there's a lot of votes being unrepresented at this point.
Correct. But here, I just looked this up. So FoxNews.com reports that Trump may be looking to start his own Twitter platform.
Told you. I knew it. What's he calling it? Trumpet?
I don't
Trumper.
Know. Well, the article written by Bree Stimson from Fox News started off her article with, "Why tweet it when you can Trump it?"
Oh my goodness.
President Trump on Friday said he is considering other social media platforms and may even create his own after he was banned from Twitter in the wake of Wednesday's U.S. Capitol riot. He has also been blocked from posting on Facebook and Instagram, like we said, at least until his term ends. And he is quoted as saying, "As I have been saying for a long time," this is going to be the worst Trump impersonation, "Twitter has gone further and further in banning free speech. And tonight, Twitter employees have coordinated with the Democrats and the radical left in removing my account from their platform to silence me. And you, the 75 million great
and
patriots
millions
who voted for me. Twitter may be a private company." No, I'm good. Wait.
Yeah, you're terrible.
"But without the government's gift of Section 230, they will not exist for long." So he's going along with what you were saying. But he has been negotiating with various other sites and will have a big announcement soon. So, yes, look out for that, guys. "We will not be silenced," he says.
Well, maybe.
But see, that's the freedom that you have. You can start your own platform if you really want to. Yeah. So, looks like he's going to go that way.
Like Michael Jordan said, if you don't like it, make your own documentary.
Exactly. And The Last Dance was the best.
Fantastic.
The best.
The greatest. The GOAT.
I may be brainwashed.
The greatest of all time.
I may be brainwashed now.
By the greatest of all time.
Exactly. But I will never say LeBron's number one. So, he did his job.
But maybe we'll all be spared and Trumpet or Trumper or whatever the case may be that is on deck is executed the same way that he responded to the pandemic.
Oh.
Sorry.
What's going to be your first Trump?
My first Trump is going to be nothing because I actually just deleted all of my social media.
I saw that because I was trying to send you stuff for the pod, then I was trying to send you stuff on Instagram for the pod, and I was like, well, he's not here anymore, so.
Yeah, so, my bad. I thought I told you that. So anybody who follows me on Instagram or Twitter, or formerly did, I should say, I am no longer on it.
No, it's all good.
I need some time of introspection and just some less screen time.
Yeah, and you can still follow the show there, though, on Twitter and Instagram at _OpenTabPod. So he might be on there.
Follow.
I don't know.
I will be making appearances there.
Yes.
I will be helping create some content and responding back to our loyal listeners.
Woo!
Throughout the
shout
day.
Shout out to everybody, man. You guys have been awesome.
Looks like you're ready for another beer.
While we have a few minutes, I wanted to take some time to talk about Evil Check Brewery and Public House. It has a 4.5 out of 5 and is located in Mishawaka, Indiana. Evil Check Brewery and Public House. 5 stars out of 5 from the Open Tap.
Yes! I am.
This takes me back to the galley days.
Limited release Sweetwater Brewing Company 420 strain Chocolope Stout.
That's what I had.
I know.
And now I'm going to have what you had.
Whoa.
The peanut butter butter, smooth and creamy. But this is not what you said on the No. You had the Candy Crush. So this is the first time we're having it on the show.
Oh, tell us all about that.
From Saugatuck Brewing Company, here's to happy, bold, smooth, creamy, a classic porter rich with delicious harmony of peanut butter. Open the top on this flavorful beer for a silky smooth drinking experience. No spoons
required.
Dude, I love peanut butter. Don't love porters.
Ooh, you're going to like this one.
But I love it. Smooth and creamy.
Even though I've never had it, I have a really good idea. You'll like it.
Do you like it smooth and creamy?
That's not what I meant by that.
Well, you basically said you do.
No, I basically said I like that beer.
Ooh.
Ah.
Ooh, that's good.
So is it smooth and creamy?
It is. it's very what's it called? Smooth and creamy. Yeah, like there's no nuts in this.
That's the only way to say it. They nailed the description down pretty well.
Yeah. And you can taste the peanut butter perfectly.
It would be great with some Old Smoky.
Hey, during that. Ooh, don't get me started. Hey. I got to drive home today, you silly.
You don't have any
you
more.
You silly goose. Did you think my Donald Trump impression sounded like Moira?
It sounded like a mixture of Myra and The Godfather. It's kind of weird.
I tried, man.
It was I feel probably like, the worst impression I ever heard of Donald Trump, actually.
I feel like Donald Trump tries to be like Godfather to America.
I think he just is at that reading level. And so it's hard for him to keep up with the teleprompter.
Oh, okay. So he talks that slow for that reason. Gotcha. Wait, he uses a teleprompter? Oh, no. Aren't people mad at Biden for using teleprompters?
Are they? I haven't heard that.
That's what I heard. Oh. Anyways, in other news.
News.
Tesla's Elon Musk has surpassed Amazon's Jeff Bezos as the world's richest man in what might be the most pointless race of all time.
Interesting fact. Elon Musk, at the beginning of January 2020... was only worth $50 billion only. Yeah, what a scrub. He was barely in the top 20 richest people at the time.
So what happened?
And fast forward to 2021, and he is now the richest man in the planet. So I think it has a lot to do with the Tesla stock. So this thing jumped. I don't know if you've been following
it.
But it jumped to like $1,400 per stock, per share. And then they did a buyback and reduced it, or they did a split, sorry, and it, you know, went back to like $400. And it's like, okay, you know, $400, let's kind of see where it is. And a lot of analysts are saying it's going to kind of stay there for a little while. It's not going to go up. And there was a lot of people, foolishly, who thought it was going to go down. Fast forward to yesterday, and it is trading at $800 again.
So doubled.
It's doubled. And that has been the lead for Elon Musk. Now, I like Elon a little bit more than I like Bezos. Not that they give a shit or even know that I exist.
Correct.
But the reason that I care is because Elon is such a visionary and wants to do these transcendental technological advances for humankind, such as going to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
So without a doubt at this point, we're going to Mars. Get ready.
That should be fun. But no one man should have all that power. Speaking of power, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are on the rocks with Kim Kardashian hiring a divorce lawyer, threatening to divorce Kanye. Kanye responded with $1 million gift. I don't know what that gift was, but as far as we know, the two are trying to work it out.
And nobody cares at all.
Exactly. There was also rumors that Kanye West was cheating on Kim Kardashian with Jeffree Star. Makeup mogul, Jeffree Star. Yeah.
Really?
Jeffree Star was then... He then denied the rumors, saying, I don't know how everybody got me involved in this, but it's just not true. So, is that the reason, though? Kim was trying to divorce him? I don't know.
I don't know. Jeffree's makeup is better.
Find out on the next Keep It Up with the Kardashians.
Which got canceled. Or they quit.
They're ending it, but they also just signed a new deal with Disney Plus and Hulu, so there might be new episodes of something with them. Another rapper was also in the news this week. Sadly, Dr. Dre suffered a brain aneurysm on January 5th. Dr. Dre posted a message on Instagram thanking everyone for the support and that he will be okay. So it wasn't as bad as it seemed when we heard the news.
Well, thank goodness, because typically when you hear brain aneurysm, you think severity. Right, because we've had a couple people that have had a brain aneurysm, and they were never the same. So disappointed to see an icon like Dr. Dre, who's really led the movement into modern day hip hop, and you can hear him from his drum patterns and that were very innovative at the time to where he is now.
So. Millions and millions of tweets and outpouring of love for Dr. Dre means that America has not forgot about Dre. Hulk Hogan is back in the news as he returned to the WWE for their Monday Night Raw Legends Night. He was interviewed by ESPN before that, quoted saying, "It's a mixed bag,
brother.
Some people I get a really warm reception from,
brother.
Some of the younger guys are really cold to me,
brother.
Like I'm coming to steal the main event,
brother.
And I'm like, brother. I can't do this anymore, guys. Brother. I'm not a threat,
brother."
Yes, Hulk Hogan, that's why. It has nothing to do with the racist video that leaked out years ago.
Damn.
So, yeah, Hulk Hogan, he had a sex tape leak. Caused a huge thing with, I don't know the company, but they leaked it or something. He sued him. Got a lot of money. But in that sex tape, he was with the girl he was with. And he said the N-word, the N-bomb, quite a bit. In relation to that, his daughter was dating a black man, and he was not
thrilled about it.
So like his, and then ever since then, he was kind of banned from WWE for a while. And within the last three to five years, he's been kind of back into the WWE picture, not all the time, but he's kind of been kind of, you know, he did a public locker room apology, which everyone said, like a lot of people in the back said it wasn't shit. Like he's still a piece of shit. And now he's coming back for Legends Night, and that's what happened. And he thinks that people give him the cold shoulder because of him trying coming in to take their spot, which in WWE, there's only a few top guys in the company, and Hulk Hogan is one of the top guys that's ever been there. And for him to come back and say that, it's like he's just not aware of like anything that he's saying. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's just not self-aware.
Yeah, it's just so stupid. Like, he's not a smart dude. He's just the right person at the right time when he was booming.
Yep.
In other sports news, longtime sports personality, Dan Le Batard had his last ever appearance with ESPN, as after 20 plus years, he has decided to go independent, taking his crew with him. The Lebatard and Friends podcast network is still going strong, and they look to further provide more content to their loyal viewers. Stugatz, you don't get this show, is one of their quotes.
So there was a video I saw earlier in the week where there is a man crying and admitting that the whole thing was fake as far as his relationship with or being the father of Dan Lebatard. And me, so I'm not a big Dan follower whatsoever, but is that true? Is it all fake? Is it all staged?
Poppy?
Just like wrestling.
Nope, it's not staged. That's kind of funny. I mean, a lot of the people like ESPN correspondents and like analysts and all that shit, they kind of joked about it, you know, oh, you're not, blah, blah, you know, you're not his father. That means you're not my dad, or I don't know. He made a video. It's really funny, actually. Poppy did, kind of being sarcastic about it all. Anyways,
I think that's the video I saw.
Was it him like doing a letter, reading a letter?
Yeah, saying that he's really just a guy from Wyoming.
Yeah,
didn't know him at all, and
yeah, that's
feels
all jokes.
Bad for taking advantage of all of the innocent listeners out there.
Yeah, it's all jokes. Poppy is funny as hell. I used to listen to Dan Lebatard on ESPN Radio going to work on my commute because he would be on from like four hours, like 10 to 2. I would listen to him on my 30-minute commute on ESPN Radio, like I just said. And, dude, they're funny. Like, that crew, they're really funny, and they didn't – I feel like now that they're independent, they can kind of be more themselves. You know, they're not tied down to a network, so like – I think instantly, like, they were cussing and stuff. Like, that's just a difference. I'm not saying that's what makes them more edgy or whatever. I'm just saying, like, that's what – they're not held back anymore. They can say whatever they want. They don't have to censor themselves. They don't have to censor themselves. Amazing how that works. You go independent, you can do all this shit. Anyways, so I think it's awesome that he did this. It all started with Greg Cote getting fired from ESPN, which is one of his producers, I believe, or like,
yeah, and they didn't even mention it or talk to anyone about it. Didn't even
right,
give a heads up.
Just one day he said, "All right, you're done. Your contract's gone. You're done," and that really hurt Dan Lebatard. So he decided to bring Greg Cote back and pay for his salary out of his own pocket. And ever since then, his contract was coming up. Ever since then, he kind of said, nope, I'm not going to sign another, you know, contract. We're done. We're going to move on. And so there is kind of a little bit of bad blood there, but he's moved on. And I think this is probably the best move for him. He's got a solid network of people with him. They're going to do great things. So it's good to see that they're doing that.
Yeah, anybody that can go independent and still maintain, you know, creative authority over their work is aces in my book. So good luck to that show.
Hell yeah. Holy Cross and Boston University went head-to-head in NCAA basketball action last Tuesday night, but this was a little different than previous games as both teams wore masks during the entire duration of the game to prevent spread of the coronavirus.
So why not just cancel the game?
That's what I'm saying.
If you're that concerned about the spread of the virus, and it is something to take seriously, then why play?
Yeah. Or form a bubble.
Form a bubble in
could you
Holy
imagine
Cross.
NCAA forming a bubble for all them teams? Yeah, right.
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
It'd be disastrous. But yeah, I get that, like
650 people for a tournament.
Yeah. You wearing masks during the game just seems like it's not gonna help at all. Just because you're already touching each other, hands all over each other, whatever. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like a lot. Like you said, cancel the game. Cancel the season if you have to. Fuck.
Yeah, I would feel like that would be a competitive disadvantage just because of the blockage of air. Because they work. I mean, the masks, they prevent airflow. They prevent air escaping. They also prevent air entering. So I just... I don't know. I just don't get that one. But
I'm not against masks. I'm just confused by this. Like, it's working well for other sports where they're not wearing masks, you know? So why is it not working for these two teams? Or I think Holy Cross is the one that's making it a thing. So I don't know. I mean, if the other team doesn't have problems with it, then okay, then do it, I guess.
Yeah.
And lastly, Michael Keaton is returning as the Caped Crusader in the upcoming Flash movie. The movie is slated for a 2022 debut and will feature two Batmans, as Ben Affleck will be returning into the role as well. Michael Keaton was Batman in Tim Burton's 1989 film, Batman, and the 1992 sequel, Batman Returns.
So, Michael Keaton is the first Batman that I remember. So, I remember...
Not even the old man.
Old man?
The one from the TV show.
No, don't remember that.
Really?
No. So, I saw Michael Keaton as Batman, 1992. I actually saw Batman Returns before Batman. And that was the one where he was... up against his arch nemesis, Penguin.
Oh, yeah.
Played by Danny DeVito. Also co-starring in that show was Michelle Pfeiffer as the Catwoman.
Mm. Adam West. You remember him?
No.
Okay. He was like the very first Batman, I believe.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yep. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was Kanye's.
He wore
brother.
The gray one. Kanye's. He wore the gray suit, whatever.
Yep. The gray
it
suit.
It was like a cheesy like show.
Navy blue. And it was like the. Onomatopoeias that would show up on the screen and be like, bam!
Yep.
Pow!
Yep, yep.
Slam!
I remember watching a little bit of that.
Ow!
But I didn't really get into Batman until, like you said, Tim Burton's 1989 film, The Batman. And that scared the shit out of me. Tim Burton's dark anyway, but as a kid, I was born in 88, so I was one when I watched it. And no, but that's not when I watched it.
You have a great memory for a 1 year old at the time.
But I do. Those are classic movies, man. They really are great Batman flicks. And it's the reason why Batman is my favorite superhero of all time. I think Christopher Nolan did it better. What?
No, wrong.
What?
Batman is not the best superhero of all time.
Okay, but we're talking about Batman, though. For me, yes.
Yeah, you're wrong.
But you don't think Christopher Nolan did Batman better than anybody else?
I didn't watch it.
You never seen...
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. You never seen those?
I don't think I've seen that.
Not with the Joker, Heath Ledger?
I...
Oh, my God.
Don't know if I did or not.
That's awful, bro. Anyways.
Sure, I did. I mean, yeah, I did.
Okay. Batman, he's one of my favorite superheroes of all time. And I'm kind of excited to see Michael Keaton... He's like in his 60s.
So what is he going to do?
I don't know, man.
So there's two Batmans now or what?
There's no details. It's just been announced.
It can't be Ben Affleck's dad because Bruce Wayne's dad is dead.
Exactly.
And he's not Bruce Wayne's son.
I don't know. Do you watch The Flash? Wayne.
No.
Well, apparently he's so fast he can travel through
timelines.
Timelines. And so I think that's what's going to happen here. He's gonna see a Ben Affleck, and then he's gonna see a different timeline with Michael Keaton. It's probably what's gonna happen. What Michael Keaton does as Batman? Probably nothing.
Probably sits in a chair.
Yeah, yeah. Like by that time,
in he's a Batman chair.
He's probably just gonna be Bruce Wayne, honestly.
Throws a batarang.
Ooh, see.
Can't wait.
So, who is your favorite superhero then?
My favorite superhero,
Thor.
No.
Spider-Man.
No.
Wolverine.
No.
Gambit.
No.
So you don't have one?
Superman.
Really?
Yeah, he's the best.
Get the fuck out of here.
What are you talking about? He's Superman.
He's super
man.
Boring.
No, how is that boring being that super?
Cause.
No. He's yeah. Unbeatable. There's only one person.
Yeah, what's so exciting about that? Just because you want to be him.
Because I am him.
Oh, shit.
There's only one person that can beat Superman, and that is Goku.
Thank you. And good evening.
Last call. Is there anything that you like?
I just wanted to take a little bit of time to acknowledge Rue 152. That's Rhe 152 in Napanee, Indiana. They have sushi, which is one of my favorites, as well as fantastic beers, including their own seltzers. 152 is located at 152 West Market Street in Abilene, Indiana. 5 stars from the Open Tab. It's the last call, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to take another peanut butter porter. I think it was just so fucking smooth and creamy that anything that's smooth and creamy, you got to have, right? You got to taste it.
Well, you sure convinced me. I'm going to take one of those peanut butter porters from Sagatuck Brewing Company.
So we're going to finish our night off with the peanut butter porter. And as always, every week we have recurring segments. But this week we do have a new one. Introducing
Dad Jokes. Hit me with a dad joke.
Dad Jokes. Where I will give one dad joke per week. Just to improve your day.
You got a good one or what? Here's the thing about dad jokes. They're cheesy. They're corny. But if they're cheesy and corny enough, they're funny.
Mike Tyson. You may not know this. Mike Tyson is a religious guy.
How religious?
He punches people in the faith.
Okay, that was the one.
And that concludes this week's dad jokes. Woo!
Come get your dad jokes.
And next we have the odd news of the week. Police find reported severed foot. This is from Ben Hooper from UPI.com. A Canadian police officer investigating a witness's report of a severed foot at the side of the road made a considerably less alarming discovery. It was a discarded mannequin foot. The Delta Police Department in British Columbia said an officer on foot in Ladner was stopped by a passing driver. The driver appears quite distraught and states that there is a severed foot roadside by the pump house. The Post said the officer went to the location and discovered the object was luckily not a human body part, but rather the foot of a mannequin. If you happen upon a mannequin with a missing left foot, let them know that it can be found at the Delta Police Department. Not good?
That sucked.
The picture's cool.
This is a podcast.
Okay, I got a different odd news by Ben Hooper. Is this the only guy on the site? I don't know. No pants subway ride canceled for 2021 due to COVID-19. The organizers of the No Pants Subway Ride, an annual January event held on public transport in more than a dozen cities worldwide, announced the 2021 event has been canceled.
Oh, man.
Improv Everywhere, the performance art group that has organized the No Pants Subway Ride since the first event was held in 2002 in New York City, said this year's Sans Pants public transit track has been canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we are canceling the annual No Pants Subway Ride this year, Improv Everywhere said on this. We look forward to hosting more large-scale events once it is safe to do so again. Question, would you participate?
No, I think that's disgusting.
So literally, these guys, they go on this subway and they just, not guys, it's people, it's like girls and guys and no gender, go into a subway and they don't wear pants. So like they're in their underwear and boxers.
No, I'm good, man. That sounds like I would get a rash or something.
Yeah.
Probably. Like a subway in New York?
And an itchy butthole?
Whoa, nope. I shower. I'm good.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Having problems there?
Right. Luckily for you, I said you would get one if you were here.
Oh, yeah, you would.
But I don't think I would participate either. I think it's a little too risque for me.
And that was the odd news of the week.
Now it is time for the last recurring segment.
Am I the asshole?
This is from user girlfriend restaurant. This was posted 2 years ago, but here we go. I've been with my wonderful girlfriend for a few years now, and we usually get along great. Aside from this current issue, you can skip to the Too long didn't read if the exposition is too long. She's a self-proclaimed foodie, which I honestly think is just selling herself short. She's a food genius. She can taste and smell a dish and then turn around and recreate it, or even make it better than the original. If you taste something and wonder, what's that super subtle flavor, she'll tell you. It's ankri pei, sumac, lavender, some other obscure spice that you would never think of. When someone is cooking something and they go, it's missing something, she can tell you exactly what it needs. That's not it either. She heard about a lost family recipe, and the next week, bam! I'm eating my grandmother's homemade sausage again for the first time in 15 years. It's gotten to the point where I don't see any point in going out to eat pretty much ever, except maybe her birthday. Even the most exotic ingredients aren't out of her reach either. And even though it's not about cost, I've saved up more being with her than I ever had in any other relationship. The only places we really go for date night is ramen. She can't figure out how to make the noodles, but she still tries, so it's just a matter of time. And sushi. Our anniversary was recently, and I had noticed that our local fish counter was selling sushi-grade fish, along with the rolling mats and nori, so I suggested that we have homemade sushi for our anniversary dinner before going out, and she got upset and said, I'm not learning how to make sushi, because then I'll never get a real date ever again. We ended up going out instead. It kind of took me by surprise that she got so mad, though. She's lightly mentioned wanting to go out occasionally to places like Olive Garden because she likes the red sauce, or other places because she likes the food. And now that I'm thinking about it, she's gotten kind of gloomy because I've asked her to cook on date nights instead of going out more often. She also brought up that the food she cooks tastes better to me because she's tasting and smelling it while it cooks, so her senses are dulled by the time it's served. But she has the most acute sense of smell taste I've ever seen, so I kind of think it's just an excuse. I just don't think it's worth to go out and pay restaurant food prices when we can stay home for home food prices and have food that's just as excellent. Am I the asshole because I would rather eat my girlfriend's home cooking than go out with her on dates?
Yes, you are the asshole.
It makes her a slave away in the clitch.
Yes, she is the asshole. Makes her slave away in the kitchen, time in and time out. Date night, you're cooking. My birthday, you're cooking. Your birthday, you're cooking. Tuesday, you're cooking. Wednesday, you're cooking.
Yeah.
This person had better have at least done the dishes on all of them.
Exactly,
what are they doing? Why isn't she helping cook?
Yeah.
What is she doing? Playing Xbox? What is she doing? No, absolutely. You are the asshole. You should have been not taking her for granted and taking her skills for granted and take her out sometime. Wine and dining should not stop.
Yeah, like when you take a girl out, it's not about the food. Like, yes, that's 50% of it, but it's about the experience, sharing that time together in an intimate place, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's the atmosphere, different atmosphere. It's a different environment. Just getting able to get away from some of the day-to-day stressors that can be in the house and really just focus on each other. I think this person is clearly
the asshole. I agree 100%. This user ended up doing an edit and said, no, Twitter, I don't buy her flowers. Thanks for rubbing it in. I buy her herbs and succulents. What flowers do I buy a woman who likes to preserve them afterward?
Wow. Tone deaf. No self-awareness. You don't want flowers. You want cilantro.
So we have a final edit, which means that what happens during this situation is that a bunch of users will respond and say, hey, yeah, you're the fucking asshole. And they'll ask questions like maybe there's a different side to this story that we don't know about. And so we're going to ask questions. And so the user will occasionally edit the story, not edit the story, but edit with questions, answering the questions. And he did a final edit and it says, okay, guys, this will probably be my last edit. The post exploded unexpectedly, and I've tried to respond to anyone else. And okay, anyways, skip that. Okay, guys, this will probably be my last edit. I really took everything you guys said to heart, and I can honestly say that I've been an ass. and it's really hurt my relationship with my girlfriend. It's honestly a surprise that she's still my girlfriend after everything. So her mom picked up the girls and took her out to a really nice tapas restaurant. She was very excited and seemed to enjoy herself, and apologized for being stupid. After we took a walk and everything seemed perfect, I asked her to marry me. She said no. She did it kindly, but she still said no. She said that I wasn't a no forever, but she didn't want to commit to a one-sided relationship, and also said she doesn't think that it's fair that our relationship happens on my schedule or my terms. I'm pretty heartbroken. I thought everything was pretty okay between us, but she thinks we should go to premarital counseling and the division of labor needs to change over a serious sit-down conversation. So Reddit and OpenTabPod, you were all right. I'm the asshole who almost lost the love of my life, and most of you are right. It wasn't over restaurants.
So, yeah, he's the asshole.
You're the asshole. You got to change your ways, bud. And maybe you can marry her one day, but probably not.
All right, that's it for...
Am I the asshole?
Yes, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at @OpenTabPod. Give us a shout out. If you listen to the episode, tweet us, post on the comments, let us know how we're doing. Rate and subscribe to the pod anywhere you get podcasts.
Yeah, if there's any questions that you have for us, you submit those questions by mentioning us or DMing us on Twitter or Instagram. If you have a random question that you think we would or you would like OpenTab to respond to and ask each other, put that out there.
Yeah.
And we will do that. If you have any ideas or segments on what you like to see, how we're doing, let us know. We're here for you.
Yes, guys, thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening this week, and we'll see you next week on OpenTab Pod.